Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It's the 17th of March 2025. Let's talk today about whether you have a roadmap for the development of your MSP or if you prefer to just zig and zag around problems and opportunities as you come across them. And it's kind of obvious what the difference is between the two of those. The roadmap is the plan, even if it's a loose plan. It's things you want to do, you know you want to do. It's projects you know you want to implement. Whereas, of course, zigging and zagging around problems and opportunities is, oh, this is broken, we need to fix it. This is an opportunity, let's jump on that. And I appreciate maybe you have a mix of those two things. I've done both of those. In my 20 years owning businesses, I zigged and zagged for the first five, 7 years or so. And it was literally a case of, you know, I had things I wanted to do, but no plan, no clear written plan. I was just fixing things when they were broken. And then I was just, as I came across an opportunity and thought, oh, that's exciting, I'd do that. And then as the business got bigger, this is my last business, which I sold in 2016. As that business got bigger, I started to put in place a development roadmap. And I've carried that approach through into what we do with the MSP Marketing Edge. So we had a very loose roadmap in the early days, but certainly the last 5 years or so, we've had a very, very clear roadmap. We maintain it internally. There's a reason we don't share it with you, and that's because I like to have an element of zigging and zagging within the roadmap. So if you see in a roadmap that I'm going to do something in May this year, then quite rightly, you'd expect me to develop that and let that loose on the world in May, right? Release, that's the word I was looking for. Release that in May. Whereas I want the ability to actually say, that thing we're going to do in May, I want to pause that and here's something that's come up. So that's kind of what we do here. We have a roadmap. We've got 2 years worth of developments that are in our roadmap, but we're also open to, hey, how could we improve this now? Could we put 2 weeks of development time on this and that would be a better use of it, et cetera, et cetera. So what do you do within your MSP? Do you have that roadmap or do you just have the zigzag? Do you have the compromise between the two? And what works best for you? Because I honestly don't think there is one right way or wrong way. I think probably the bigger you get as a business, you need to have a roadmap. You need to have a plan. Because you're trying to take it away from just being at the beck and call of the business owner, right? In terms of someone deciding, or you, the business owner, deciding, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're not going to do. The more you involve people in your development and in the growth, the more they need to know what the plan is. What's the plan, boss? Where are we going? What's the destination? What's the plan to get there? And part of that is planning, but part of it is having that roadmap, that playbook for how it's going to play out. But I do think, you know, you have to do what's right for you. If you are the business and it's just you and a couple of people, you don't really need a roadmap. You just need a list of things you'd like to do. And actually, I suppose if I look at our roadmap is just a list of things that we'd like to do. We have our own version of the Scrum functionality. Scrum is like a project management functionality where you have what's called a backlog. So we don't call it a backlog, we just call it the roadmap. But it's that 2 years worth of stuff I told you about, it's just sat in there. So it's not scheduled out. Not yet. We schedule about 3 months ahead. But there's a whole ton of things I want to do. And every time we think of, oh, that would be a good idea, put that in there, it goes into the roadmap or what's known as the backlog within Scrum. And the idea is that we can then dip into that and prioritize it and reprioritize it constantly. But that fits the way we work now. My team can work 3 months ahead without me needing to be here, but I still have the control over what we're doing in the long term. So that kind of roadmap with zigzag built in works very well for us. Really interested to know what works best for you in your MSP. And let's have a conversation about this. If you want to email me, you know the email address, it's hello@mspmarketingedge.com, or you can go into our members only Facebook group. It would be great to have a discussion about that there. So what have we got coming up this week? We have a marketing clinic. I'm doing these now. They tend to be every Tuesday and Thursday. In fact, I might formalize that down into most Tuesdays, most Thursdays, I do a drop-in marketing clinic. And it's just a group Zoom. I just jump on the Zoom. I'm there for 30 minutes and anyone can just dial in or any of our active members can just dial in. You can ask me any question at all about marketing or just say hello or whatever. So it's not designed to be something that you lurk in the background and listen to others' questions. It is very much somewhere you just come when you have an active question. You can see all the details of that if you go into support in the portal and you'll see drop in marketing clinic, or just go to portal.mspmarketingedge.com/clinic. I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.